Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the wonderful week of inspiration we've had from Apostle Paul sharing and encouraging us in our relationships, in our family, and then on putting on the armor, being strong in the Lord on a daily basis. You prepare our hearts, Father God, and so that we can be relevant. And thank you for this. And thank you for this morning, for the ending off of the letter to the Ephesians. Blessed to our bodies, our thinking, our understanding, and to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. It's the last couple of verses in Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians.
I want you to know how I am getting along and what I'm doing. This is why I'm sending Titus to you. He is a dear friend, as well as a faithful servant of the Lord. He will tell you how I'm doing, and he will cheer you up. I pray that God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ will give peace, love, and faith to every follower. May God be kind to everyone who keeps on loving our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. This is powerful. You know, he's sending this brother out in that there to encourage. You can see here, he says in that there, he will cheer you up. You know, so this is not sending a letter, I need this. Please feel sorry for me. You know, we have seen his whole attitude, you know, his commitment and his dedication. And we see now God has prepared him. I mean, many prophets came and that and said, don't go to Rome, but be obedient. He has listened and he's gone. He's dedicated to the path that the Father has put out for him. And on this path, the Father works his will in him. And that Paul is 100% committed to it. And then wherever he is, he says, I followed you. I'm with you, Lord. Thank you for your peace. And thank you for your love, and I thank you for your faith in the midst of this situation. And here, Paul is sitting in prison, and the Lord works on him to do what he can, and so he starts writing. And these writings have blessed the church now for centuries and are blessing us now right till the end, because God has been with him. These wonderful testimonies, he's been knocked off his horse by God, and he's been taken hold of by God, the Father and the Son, and the Father and the Son has given him peace and love and faith, and he stayed a follower right to the end. And so this is encouragement for us, guys. You know, wherever we are, he was in prison, we can be content, and we can be developing and staying in the peace is because you stay in the leading of God and in the provision of God. You don't move before him and you don't move behind him. You stay with him, because that's where the strength is. And then God works in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So that's what's so important, that we keep on loving our Lord. And then he sees works in you, he says, and then we go in obedience. Yeah, he works in you to will and to do, working in you what's pleasing in his sight. Amen. So that's how we give our bodies, as we give ourselves as living sacrifices, because it's God working in us. And just as this wonderful video we saw yesterday, what was the name, my sweet? Carol Lord, I think. And your guys, it just stirs you up. And you guys that haven't taken the time, it's about, if you put it on fast speed, it's about half an hour. You need to listen to it. It's like a modern-day disciple. So there's a testimony of a modern-day disciple being prepared from a family side and then prepared herself to be totally dedicated to take up the cross. And then the wonderful miracles and the goodness of God coming upon her. So that's a follower. When you follow Jesus, Jesus backs you up with signs and wonders. And you go and you try and do it yourself, nothing happens. So it's about staying with the Lord and running the race. And so please watch that video. You will be blessed out of your socks and encouraged. But what can happen, you can get encouraged to just go get involved in things you shouldn't get involved with. So the first thing is relationship and loving the word, and then allowing God to work in you. You do nothing outside of peace, and doing everything in peace is doing everything in the leading of God. When you know you've got the leading of God, you know you've got the answers for whatever situation He's going to be putting you in. And you're going to be a light then in those situations and to the people around you. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed to be a follower, a disciple, a dedicated follower of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.